Welcome to How to Teach a Language, a workshop for one-on-one language teachers podcast. This is a podcast for those of you who teach a language one-on-one, in person, or using one of those platforms that enable you to teach online. In this podcast, I'm going to help you become an informed, reflective, and effective language teacher by sharing with you how to teach a language based on my knowledge from the studies and literature from the field of second language acquisition, the field that studies every aspect of how we learn a language, and also from my own experience as a language instructor and as a language learner myself. So let's get started. Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of our podcast, How to Teach a Language. I am Joel Zárate, and it is a pleasure to share this new episode with all of you. In this episode, I am going to first welcome you and also say a few things in Swedish, and then we will get to the content of this episode. If you are new to the podcast, listen to episode 2 titled Learn Things in Other Languages, where I explain in detail this activity about saying something in other languages. All right, so let me give it a try. Hey, 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 alehupa, hur morni, kumoron, good aftermiddag, kuklel, du lyssnar på How to Teach a Language podcasten. Välkomna allihopa. Välkommen till How to Teach a Language podcasten. Tack för att du lyssnar på podcasten. Detta är en podcast om hur vi lär oss språk. Vi ska prata om hur vi lär oss ett annat språk. Jag är Joel Zárate. Jag heter Joel Zárate. Hej då, vi ses senare. Tack, tack så mycket. Okay, så låt oss börja. All right, that was Swedish. Remember that at the end of the episode, you can hear the phrases from the native speaker who taught me the phrases, and you can also find the PDF with the phrases and the definitions on the webpage for this episode so that you can give it a try and see if you can learn these phrases too. In this episode, I am going to talk about one of the most important concepts that you need to know in order to help your students develop their subconscious command of a language, their implicit linguistic system, or in simple terms, their ability to think in the language in a similar way that they do in their first language. This is probably the most important concept that you need to know, that you need to understand, because you will hear experts talk about it when they talk about second language acquisition. And this concept is called comprehensible input. All right, before I can talk about comprehensible input, let's start by defining what input is. And input in language acquisition is, in essence, anything that you can receive in the form of spoken discourse, spoken language, or in any written language. Any communication, messages, conversations, or discourse that you listen to or that you also read is input. Now, comprehensible input is all the communication, messages, conversations, and anything that you receive or that you read, but that you can understand. that you are able to understand. If you're learning a language and you are receiving input and you understand about 80% in average from what you are listening to or what you are reading, then you are getting comprehensible input. So that is what comprehensible input is. And comprehensible input was a concept that Dr. Stephen Krashen, Professor Stephen Krashen at the University of Southern California, brought to the table, brought to the discussion about learning a language somewhere in the early 70s. And it has become a very important concept because today it is well accepted that getting plenty of input that your students can understand is essential for them to be able to develop the ability to speak a language fluently. It is the essential nutrient for your students to be able to develop the subconscious command of the language, just the way that we speak our first language. We don't have to think about rules. We don't have to think about a structure. We simply use language rapidly. We simply deploy language. And what many experts say is that it is because the comprehensible input that you receive over time is what develops that knowledge that you possess as the first language. Professor Stephen Krashen has insisted that getting comprehensible input is the most important part of learning a language. If you don't give plenty of comprehensible input to your students, they are not going to get very far. They are going to be able to maybe think of rules that they have learned. They might be able to slowly put together sentences or say something slowly while they are thinking about what they're saying. But they are not going to be able to speak fluently and rapidly because that ability comes from getting tons and tons of comprehensible input that builds your implicit linguistic system, and then you're able to deploy language rapidly. Professor Bill Van Patten, Dr. Bill Van Patten, another top expert in the field of second language acquisition, who also worked at various prestigious universities before he retired, has also insisted that getting comprehensible input is essential, and it is absolutely necessary in order to help your students develop a mental representation of language. That is to say, the subconscious knowledge of a language, like the way we are able to use our first language. There are some other things at play to achieve fluency that you will learn about in future episodes. But for now, one could say that to develop the natural ability to speak a language, students need a lot of exposure to comprehensible input. All right, so for that reason, one of the most important goals that we have as language teachers should be to think about how we can provide continuous and consistent comprehensible input to our students. How can we talk to them in the language that we are teaching them and deliver comprehensible input to our students so that they can build their subconscious knowledge of the language, their implicit linguistic system, or we could say also the natural ability to speak a language? How can we speak to them in the language that we're teaching them in a way that they continuously understand what we are saying? How can we talk to them in a way that is effortless for them to understand what we are communicating to them? Well, that is the challenge for us of us as language teachers, right? The challenge for us is to figure out how to be able to provide comprehensible input. Now that we know that comprehensible input is essential, is very important to help our students to develop their ability to speak a language fluently, then our challenge is to provide comprehensible input to our students and be able to figure out how to speak to them in a way that they can understand most of what we're telling them and also provide a lot of comprehensible input to them. Well, for example, for Spanish, I am developing podcasts that aim to provide comprehensible input to my listeners. I have a podcast called Conversations in Spanish and Other Languages Podcast, and it is a podcast for intermediate and advanced learners. And in this podcast, I use different strategies, different approaches, and conceptual frameworks to make the episodes of the podcast easy to understand. My goal is to provide comprehensible input on everyday topics to my listeners to help them to build their subconscious command of the Spanish language through the comprehensible input that we provide to them on each and every one of the episodes that we publish on the podcast. I also have conversations in other languages, and I would suggest listening to my podcast for you to see some of the things that I am doing to provide comprehensible input and also how I receive comprehensible input in the language lessons that I take and that I have shared in my podcast. It might help you get ideas, and it might help you to see what it's like listening to other languages. And I am also going to be using some of those episodes in the future to show you specific activities that I do and to give you samples in real lessons. In January, I am going to launch two more podcasts for high beginners and intermediate learners. And once I publish those podcasts, I'll come back to the concept of comprehensible input and I'll share with you what I am doing and see how it can help you to think about how you can provide comprehensible input in your own lessons and in your own ability to teach a language using comprehensible input. All right, so as I said before, the question for us should be, how can we offer lessons that are rich in comprehensible input? Well, let's explore that and see what we can do, and I'll share with you some ideas that can get you to think about how you can provide comprehensible input to your students. So going back to my podcast, Conversations in Spanish and Other Languages, when I invite native speakers to my podcast to have conversations in Spanish for our intermediate level learners, I always tell them, imagine that you're speaking in slow motion and exaggerate your enunciation a little bit. I tell them to think about being very relaxed, feel very relaxed when they are speaking, and also to take enough time to speak to the students. This approach by itself already provides more time for students to be able to process what they are hearing. And also exaggerating the pronunciation compensates for how there is distortion, especially when you're teaching long distance, when you are using one of those platforms that enable you to speak through video and audio. And with the internet connection, the quality of the audio suffers. And to compensate for that, it is a good idea to exaggerate your enunciation. That will provide your students with better samples of the language. And if you speak slowly, that will give your students an opportunity to process language better. I had a professor in my graduate program when I was studying my master's degree who will tell me that students usually take about 3 seconds in delay to be able to process the language that they are hearing. And because of that, it is important for us to be able to manage how we are speaking to them, to manage the speed, to give students enough time to be able to process the language that they are receiving in their mind. All right, so I'm going to also mention some other ideas that I can share with you. And these are just a few ideas. And in the future, I'm going to come back again to comprehensible input. But I wanted to just share some thoughts. So first, plan your lesson as a unit. If you're giving a lesson to your students, then you can have vocabulary, activities, and conversation questions that you can cover in the lesson. The vocabulary would be the building block, and you want to also use the vocabulary throughout the whole lesson so that your students can have opportunities to hear vocabulary and phrases many times throughout the 1 hour conversation or the 1 hour lesson that you give them. It is very important to be able to do that because frequency in a meaningful context is a very powerful opportunity for your students to develop the subconscious command of the language. There are many different kinds of activities that you can do, and all of these activities will also help your students to have the language that they may need once you get to the conversation part of your lesson. Once again, I would suggest listening to my podcast, Conversations in Spanish and Other Languages Podcast, because you can see how the episodes are based on this plan that I'm suggesting to you. I usually have a vocabulary section, then one or two activities, and finally, the questions to have a casual conversation. I have used these plans for both the conversations in Spanish that we share for our listeners and also for my own lessons in other languages in French, Italian, and Portuguese that I also shared on the podcast. So take a look at the podcast to see how I have implemented these plans. Number two, give your lesson to your student ahead of time so that they can review and double check any word, phrase, or sentence that they don't understand. If you plan your lesson, if you write your lesson, and then you give it to your student before the lesson, they'll be able to think about the lesson and also activate their background knowledge. And that's going to make it easy for them to understand what you cover during the lesson and during the conversation. Number three, begin to collect materials, podcasts, YouTube videos that relate to the topic that you are going to talk about with your students so that they can listen to them prior to the lesson so that they can also have extra exposure to the language that they need in order to be able to communicate with you and be able to get the most out of the lesson. Number four, I sort of mentioned this before, but imagine yourself speaking in slow motion, not by speaking like this, or not by speaking like this, but rather speaking more like this to your students, exaggerate a little bit your enunciation and keep speaking slowly. This provides time for learners to process the language better in their mind and also be able to appreciate the properties of the language like pronunciation or grammar. If you are able to give students additional time to process language in their mind while you are speaking, then they are going to be able to understand better, and what you communicate with them, what you share with them, is going to be more comprehensible. Number 5, use props or gestures to illustrate what you are talking about. So, for example, if you are talking about eating, you can also use gestures to indicate eating food. You can have maybe pictures. You can have props that illustrate what you are talking about. And this will make it easier for your students to be able to understand you better and be able to make stronger connections between what you say and what they are processing in their mind. Number 6, if you want your students to notice a certain grammatical rule, you can say the sentence twice, one time slow and one time at a normal speed. This will give your students extra time and opportunities to appreciate the properties of the language. For example, if I say to you, ¿Tenías un perro cuando eras niño? Did you have a dog when you were a child? ¿Tenías un perro cuando eras niño? ¿Tenías un perro cuando eras niño? ¿Anata wa pan o tabemasuka? Do you eat bread? ¿Anata wa pan o tabemasuka? ¿Anata wa pan o tabemasuka? ¿Es que tu manges de la viande? Do you eat meat? ¿Es que tu manges de la viande? ¿Es que tu manges de la viande? Think about those sentences that I gave you. Is making it slowly, giving you an opportunity to appreciate the words, the properties of the language, the grammar rules perhaps. Can you notice things more easily? That's something for you to just think about and see what you think for yourself. And hopefully, well, actually not hopefully, I am going to share lessons with you in the future, and I'm going to also explain more things in detail in future episodes. Number 7, in written language, you can highlight or bold features that you want students to notice. And in spoken language, you can make those more salient by maybe extending the pronunciation or stopping for a second before you continue. For example, if I want you to notice that in Japanese, the noun needs to have O at the end. So for example, when you say, do you eat bread? Bread has this O at the end. So you can say something like, anata wa pan o tabemasu ka? Or maybe just the pause. Anata wa pan o tabemasu ka? So this is something called textual enhancement, input enhancement, and it provides opportunities to highlight certain parts of the language that you want students to notice. I'm going to be talking about input enhancement and textual enhancement on future episodes, so I'm going to come back to this concept again in the future. All right, I think this is all for today. It is not all for comprehensible input. I'll be talking about comprehensible input a lot more in the future, because as I cover other concepts, approaches, and strategies, comprehensible input will come back, because many strategies and approaches are driven by comprehensible input. So throughout the life of this podcast, I'm going to talk about very specific strategies, techniques, and interventions in detail. And I will tell you about maybe possible activities that you can create based on those concepts. My goal with the podcast is to help you become a reflective language instructor, so that as you gain more knowledge on how we learn languages, you are able to become independent and be able to design your own strategies, your own activities, but with a strong foundation on the knowledge of how we learn a language. Making good lessons can be a lot of work, but keep in mind that you can reuse your lessons. For example, most students like to talk about food, about traveling, about routines, about situations that they can use in real life situations. So you don't have to reinvent the wheel every time. You can reuse your own activities, exercises, materials, and you can just polish them little by little, and you're going to have really great materials that you can use and that will also have a very good impact in your students' journey. And I'm sure that if that happens, your students will continue to take lessons with you. All right, that is all for today. Thank you for listening to this episode of the podcast. I am going to share with you now the audio from the Swedish native speaker who taught me the phrases, and you can give it a try. You can see if you can learn the phrases. You can find the PDF containing the Swedish phrases on the webpage for this episode, and you can find the link to the webpage for this episode on the show notes.
Hej hej! Hej allihopa! Hur mår ni? God morgon, god eftermiddag, god kväll. Du lyssnar på SLA Workshop-podcasten. Välkomna allihopa. Välkommen till SLA Workshop-podcasten. Tack för att du lyssnar på podcasten. Detta är en podcast om hur vi lär oss språk. Vi ska prata om hur vi lär oss ett annat språk. Jag är Joel. Jag heter Joel. Hej då. Vi ses senare. Tack. Tack så mycket. Okej, så låt oss börja. Hej, hej. Hej allihopa. Hur mår ni? God morgon. God eftermiddag. God kväll. Du lyssnar på SLA Workshop-podcasten. Välkommen allihopa. Välkommen till SLA Workshop-podcasten. Tack för att du lyssnar på podcasten. Detta är en podcast om hur vi lär oss språk. Vi ska prata om hur vi lär oss ett annat språk. Jag är Joel. Jag heter Joel. Hej då. Vi ses senare. Tack. Tack så mycket. Okej, så låt oss börja.
All right. That is all for this episode. If you like the podcast, please give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcast, on your iPhone, iPad, or on iTunes. If you are using a different app, and if the app that you are using allows you to rate the podcast, please rate the podcast to help the podcast grow. If you want to explore my other podcast, you can find the links to my other podcast and my website on the show notes. Thank you for listening to this episode of the podcast, and I hope you enjoyed it. And I'll see you on the next episode. See you later. Adios.